Hello. 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 You are listening to a hypnosis session by Alchemy. Whether you are new to my voice and my work, or intimately familiar with my syllabus, this induction is just fine to begin with. Or to enjoy at any time. I would like you to please take a moment and get settled in and very comfortable in a way that you will be able to relax uninterrupted from any potential distraction. Very good. That's good. From now on, nothing will be able to pull your focus away from my voice or out of the lovely trance experience. Nothing, that is, except for the sound of my single, finger snap. However, even for this simple instruction to be immediately obeyed or to take as a trigger, the subject trigger must be able to put some of their trust in my hands. Because trust is earned, not demanded, nor bought, even when the subject is acutely submissive. Take a deep breath with me now, and decide for yourself if you would like to join me in a hypnotic trust exercise. Take a deep breath with me now. And decide for yourself if you would like to join me in a hypnotic trust exercise. Of course you do. I want you to take my hands. I would like you to imagine yourself standing facing me and me looking directly into your eyes, locking your eyes to mine, your eyes in a hypnotic stare. It's perfectly fine if you feel locked in place by my gaze, locking your eyes to mine and my smile and my words as I speak to you directly. I extend my hand. Palms down towards you, and you extend your hands, palms up towards me. And I will take you in hand, My hands will circle your wrists and your fingers will circle mine. And we will have a nice, secure hold. I will have a nice, secure hold on you. And I will be able to steer and direct you and keep you balanced and safe as we begin to walk backwards. I step forward and you step backward. I take another step forward and you will take another back. And in this way, I will guide you safely to a new destination. As you imagine it, it's actually quite easy to let yourself go and maybe feel a mixture of calmness and serenity with a little exhilaration just because it's me. We stop walking. You keep staring into my eyes. Deep into my eyes. Even when I slowly blink, you keep staring deep into my eyes. I can see everything that you are not able to perceive. Everything that is behind you is well within my range of vision. I can scope out what's behind you and what's coming, even when you are blind to it, have no idea. Therefore, I can safely guide you when you can't see it all. I tell you to stop, and we do. There is a staircase behind you, and we are but one step away from descending it. I'd like to take you down my staircase like this. Arms, hands wrapped around each other's, eyes locked, me walking forward, you having to take a step backward for everyone I take towards you. I will hold your arms, and you will just keep your eyes locked on me, and we will go down these stairs. Now, I take a step forward, and you take your first step backwards and down, and then the other leg, and there we are. I'm at the very top of the staircase, and you are one step below me, arms holding on to each other, eyes locked, and me above you, looking down at you, looking up at me, locking your eyes to mine as you took that first backward step. How did you feel? Locking your eyes to mine. I would like you to remember this feeling right now. And I would like you to go to make the motion to cross your arms, but instead to grab your wrists or forearms. I would like you to either cross your arms on your chest or grab your wrists in such a way that your forearms are together. Either way, for you, from now on, this action will anchor you to the feeling of being guided backward into the unknown by me, Alchemy. Doing this will put you right back to this state of mind and being. If you like this feeling that you're experiencing right now, then you can have a version of it anytime you like. And if you need it and don't realize that you need it, your subconscious may just choose to direct you, make you cross your arms and hold your wrists before you even realize it, and without consciously thinking or being aware of what you are doing. But the moment you assume that position again, this feeling will come back, and it will feel good, comforting, and it's something that you can do consciously, or it may happen unconsciously, but either way it will produce the same euphoric result in your mind and in your body. Let's keep going down these stairs. Okay, you've done well to mine. That's good. Now that you've been able to feel what it's like being guided backward into the unknown by me, we may continue. You've gone down pretty far now, haven't you? So far that you may not have noticed, but you are at the bottom of my staircase, and it's dark here, pitch black and warm. There is somehow and a warm, fragrant breeze, an air unlike anything you've ever smelt before. But it's rich and sweet, and you like it. I've let go of your hands now and stepped away into the vast, comforting darkness which surrounds us. I keep talking to you. I don't stop. And I would like you to just follow my voice, imagining yourself walking one step at a time towards my voice, if you want to. I think the need to follow me that is deep inside of you is ravenous. Allow it to devour your every fear and doubt. Observe yourself spilling into perfect nothingness in a little while. will hear my voice all around you. And there will be no more need to follow or to walk towards me, because you've found me. I've always been your destination, and you are now safely, comfortably in my hands, naturally succumbing to my desires and my pleasures. I am everywhere. Within and around you, you feel me inside of you, exploring, curiously, expanding, luxuriously. You feel me like that warm, sweet scented air on the outside, brushing up to you, caressing over you, whispering, lightly stroking the hair on your body and the surface of your skin. Tingles when I get this close to you. It's okay if you can't really concentrate anymore. Perhaps you're thinking too much and over-focusing, or maybe you're becoming mindless because you already feel so good trusting me a little bit that you couldn't help but let go and just give me all the rest of your trust. Just letting it pour out of you. Letting it run down and pool at the bottom of my staircase. In my beautiful. I want you to feel good and useful. A slave or a subject. A subject who can trust their hypnotist, can both receive and give so much more in every trance. When you feel good and useful, you are providing me with pleasure because you are a content subject. And you know that I want you this way. Therefore, you know you are desirable and that you are giving me what I want, even now, simply by listening and letting this session into your subconscious, allowing yourself to potentially be programmed. Nuanced, played with, or even simply used. Since I'm certain that you will enjoy this, there is no need to question it, unless you want to, and I don't see the need for that. Now that you are floating behind me, following my voice makes you feel lighter. Therefore, you can flow now, closing your eyes, lifting up, raising up, getting lighter. Going blank makes you light and airy, letting go of every thought, every bit of clutter in your mind, makes you more buoyant. And you never want it to end. This lightness, this lifting and being pulled towards me through the air, just like through the water. It's like you're swimming in my ether, and you never knew that this was possible. Possible until now. And now that you know this is possible, you want more. You never want this to end. And when you get to the end, you'll want me to notice how intense it was for you. I do. I know. But if you really want me to know, you might find a secret way to tell me, to show me, and to say thank you, Alchemy, for giving me this beautiful trance to fall into. Again and again. Thank you, Alchemy, for giving me a way to become closer to you and a reason to trust you even more. I've given you a new sensation yet again, a new kind of high. And the rush of this feeling in full fills you with anticipation. The thrill is fast and hot, intense, and you suddenly need it now. You need to be immersed in hypnosis. Now, you need to be my subject and drop for me. Now, I don't even have to do anything except keep you trapped here, pinned here, kept here, unless or if. Your subconscious is now free to allow me in as deep as it would like, as deep as you would like. And while you focus all of your attention on the next word I'm going to say, I am able to show your subconscious the quickest, easiest way to trust. So, it can be completely up to you. Or, if you respond to this exercise, you may make the changes that you want to make in your life with me or on your own. But from now on, you will be able to place your trust and faith in others a little bit more every time. And you will do so wisely and with courage when you feel that it is the right thing to do. It won't be hard anymore. It will simply happen, and you will feel the immediate benefit and lightness of a long carried burden suddenly gone, suddenly lifted, evaporated, and dissolved. Because I can protect you here, you may feel free to be a little bit more courageous and bold and assertive enough to ask for what it is you truly desire to do or to talk about, to plan out and discuss. Trust leads to better communication, and better communication leads directly into pleasure received. You may be specific and articulate when expressing to me just how very blank, stupid, empty, and mindless you would like for me to make you feel again and again. You did very well, and I felt you open up to me a little more. So I can let you go soon with a smile, confident that you will be here or that you will return shortly into my realm right next to me, where you are ready for your next lesson, eager to obey. And willing, where you are ready to trust me for your and just listen and let me in, eager, farther, to obey, deeper, and willing to trust me endlessly in and out of your mind. Like a needle and thread going in and out, sewing you and up like a little in and out of your mind. Fetish doll or voodoo doll. Like a needle and thread. Little puppet. Sewing my pretty little toy. Like a little fetish doll. You can be silent for the next several minutes, little puppet, as I my pretty release you slowly bit by bit. You can be silent from this very deeply relaxed, calming state, and release you slowly bit by bit. You can decide right now if you would like to stay here and flow, perhaps drift into sleep, and or if you need to get up, you can decide. Then you'll take some time, but you won't rush. Stay here and flow. and you will wake from this trance refreshed and clear and full of joy, with a feeling of well-being, of a job well done. A feeling of well-being, of a job well done.